Okay, now let's talk about politics in relationships, because apparently, according to a survey,
oh, you've come out strong.
The number one reason that women are dumping their partners is political differences.
Pretty sure in the Favola household, Schnooksy and I do not talk about this issue.
See, and I think that is a great thing, Fev. Honestly,
your political view—that's because you're saying couples break up because of those views.
Well, no, this is women's main reason. So for breaking up, political differences. The second reason—you
know, politically, you believe in hooking up with other people. I disagree.
I'll actually take you through the reasons. So the first reason: 35% of women said political differences are the reason they broke up.
Really?
Second, bad sex. I don't think we were that.
Not an issue.
Anyway, three, finances. I understand that can sometimes get in the way. No. Four, jealousy. I'm surprised jealousy's coming at four. And five, mistrust. See, I think that's all a bit back to front. I'd put jealousy and mistrust up the top.
So with your boyfriend or previous partners, do you actually talk about politics? Do you get into it?
A little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
What a boring chat.
No, well, okay, but you can't help. Politics is everywhere.
Nah,
it's what's here in the studio.
You're
it's
next?
In your office.
Mate, I do like a bit of boudoir talk as Trump. It's pretty good.
What about you, Byron? Do you and Gabs talk politics often?
Look, I know Fief would have been in front of the Bolt Report with her boyfriend last night having a chat about this. And obviously...
Oh, don't tell me Corey Bernardi was on, because if he was, things would steam up.
Anyway,
I've also got the five main reasons that men break up. One, weight gain. Well, come on, guys.
Jeez, we're shallow.
Aren't you? Like, seriously. Two, attack.
I'm breaking up with you because you're too politically wrong, and I'm breaking up with you because you're a fatty.
Two's attachment. You guys aren't a big fan of bad sex either, so well done. We all see eye to eye on that. And five, infidelity. See, women, I'm surprised we're not into infidelity. That's not a reason why we don't break
up. You are into it, apparently.
No,
4%.
We're not. No. But politics, it is interesting, Feb, because you said that. You and Alex don't talk about it. Look, there's so many other things to worry about in your relationship than disagreeing on politics. Like, I don't think that should be the bedrock of a relationship. But seemingly, if the majority of women are breaking up with men, their partners, because of political differences.
Wow.
We'd love to hear about this from people in Melbourne. 13 10 60. Do you keep politics out of your relationship?
I mean,
maybe it has been the downfall of your relationship.
If I was going out with someone that was into politics, geez, they'd break up with me pretty quick. I don't think I've ever voted.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be proud.
Oh, yeah? not a bit of Quanda chat on Monday?
A bit of Quanda.
Remember
when
you joined this show, you'd often come in with a bit of Quanda chat.
Yeah. Thought it was Quanda. No, Q&A. Whoops-a-daisy.
The number's 13 10 60.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
According to some research at hand, women are breaking up with their partners because of political differences. And it's always interesting because Fev, you've said that you're not really into politics, so it wouldn't really play a part in your relationship. But if you had a really strong political position and your partner held the opposite, I wonder if that can work.
Let's broaden that a little bit. Not doesn't play a part in my life.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I can't think of the last time you and I had a chat about what's happening at the moment in Parliament. But, no, it's interesting that I just thought that was an interesting stat because women are putting it above infidelity, jealousy, financial problems. Their number one concern is political differences.
Would you say that's a Trojan horse?
Like, yes.
you'd had enough of them and go, it's your political differences that's killing me. I'm out of here.
I do often watch on ABC at about 1 o'clock when they're in the Parliament and...
Question time. Repeats of question time.
It's the best.
Mr. Speaker.
Quiet. All they do is argue with each other. It's actually good viewing.
Dee from Keilor. Hi, Dee.
Don't know what they're talking
Hi,
about.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dee. Dee, have you found that politics has played a part in the demise of your relationship or the struggles within it?
Yes, so I can't keep politics out of my relationship simply because I actually work in politics. So I work for a federal politician and I find that politics is always at the forefront of everything that I speak of.
So, Dee, do you have a partner at the moment?
No, not at the moment.
Have you had a partner of late and you've had differing opinions on things?
Yes, so I've dated a couple of guys and I seem to always have political differences with them. I find myself always trying to convert them to one particular political party or trying to get them engaged in politics and it just seems to blow up every time.
So
particularly when the election...
It's preventing you from forming relationships.
Yes, hey, yes, D, definitely when I go out, yes.
I'll give you some advice. I reckon that when you're in a workplace, whether it's sport, radio, politics, don't bring work home.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I think it's with most jobs. I reckon it's with most jobs. If someone comes home and whinges about their job, you're like, eh.
Yeah, but
let's talk about other things.
But it's her general interest. So what if it's Dee's interest? She loves politics.
Yeah, but Dee's probably got other interests.
Well, I was going to say, Dee, I reckon a tip is to just, as an experiment, if nothing else, next time you meet a guy, steer clear of the conversation and see. Just see how it goes.
Yeah, no, I'll take you up on that advice. Definitely.
Good. We can help someone
but
there.
But Fev, you're going to take work home. You know what I mean? I wish I could stop the hilarity, but it comes home with me, bro.
Grace from Beaumaris. Hi, Grace.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Grace. Can you believe this stat that women are dumping men over political differences?
Well, really, when it's something that important, like I broke up with my ex because he told me that he thought gays were going through a phase and shouldn't be allowed to get married.
That's beyond politics. Don't you think that's more just your absolute values than politics? That's probably the next level. But
do
I suppose.
Grace, was it a heated debate when he came to you with these opinions? Or?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't believe it. We've been dating for 8 months and I just turned red and I was like, bye.
Well, it's a deal breaker.
It's interesting though, because if you think about it, that has been one of the hot topics in politics over the last 12, 18, maybe 2 years. And I wonder if there's a reason why now that is the main reason that women are saying they want to break up with their partners, political differences.
I guess, because then you'd find out, you'd be like, I can't have kids with this person if they feel that way and I feel the other. Do you know what I mean? You go, oh, no, that's not
but
worthy.
But maybe you can. Like, I don't know. Maybe, I know you're saying these are deep-seated moral issues.
I think Grace's boyfriend's just a bit pig-headed to be saying something like that.
Yeah,
he's just not. I'd break up with him too.
As an experiment, when you go home tonight, can you just press record on your phone? And I would be genuinely interested, have a chat with Alex about politics. And I would
say, are you on drugs? What's wrong with you?
I do like
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Something has just occurred to me when I woke up this morning and I'm looking at you three as my dear friends in the studio. I have 8 days until my daughter's birthday.
Oh, do you want me to throw another party?
Yeah, Fev, I'm not even kidding. I've done it again. Her birthday's crept up on me and I haven't planned a party and this is when that mothering thing kicks in where I worry that I'm not up to it because I should have put invitations out by now. I should know what she wants.
This is Groundhog Day. This is literally, I remember this exact conversation a year ago.
I woke up this morning and I looked at the date and I went, gee, it's already, 24th of March. Oh, whoa, hang on. I can't be the end of March. It was just the start of March a week ago.
I'm hopeless with birthdays too, Boxy. But Alex has got a big birthday coming up in April and I've already organised it and I'm so proud of myself.
Wow.
That's got nothing to do with your little personal, but I am so proud.
At Alex's party, can there be a creche? Can we put tricks in?
But what do I do because she's turning four.
She's got kinder friends now, so you can invite them.
She doesn't.
Oh, yeah, because remember, Fee stopped that from happening.
What's happening.
Remember,
I mean, she doesn't. Well, I keep saying who your friends at kinder and
no, she's not.
You heard. I played it to you the other day. I said, who are your friends at kinder? And she goes, goo-goo-goo-goo-gaga.
Right.
And she just makes up names. And then when I'm just not sure that she's got friends.
No, she's afraid to tell you, mate, because they're competition. You know that. She gets worried.
But does she like Paw Patrol?
She loves Paw Patrol.
Well, there's a party planner that does a Paw Patrol party and they
is
come
this
out
for
and
real?
Yeah, and they're all dressed up in character and they come out and you have a big Paw Patrol party with a big birthday cake and they play
I'm
games.
I'm writing this down because I was going to ask another question.
Pig.
When I asked her a few months ago and I haven't asked her again and I did say what kind of party do you want and she just loves her fairy princess dresses and then I thought I could do a fairy party but can you ask boys to a fairy party?
They could be princes, couldn't they?
No, you can't.
So
no.
Right. What about little 4-year-old boys?
Paw Patrol. Boys watch it. Bang, solved.
Yeah, you can.
Would you go to a fairy princess party, Dave?
Yeah, because she would then go to like a Transformers party. Like you have to whatever the kids' party is, you have to turn up to it.
You're right. See, we're not going to bring gender politics into it. She likes fairy princesses. I can't help that. I didn't ask her to. I've put trucks in front of her. I've done the right thing. But she likes that. But that's okay for boys to get in on the fairy princess action.
Yeah.
Or I'll go out in the I will call your Paw Patrol people. That's hard to say.
It was actually a really good party.
Really?
It was really cool because they're life-size dogs.
You've got two options.
To be honest, with Fev, that was the Melton South party.
That was our footy camp.
We'll come back to this on Monday because you've got the whole weekend to work this out and you've got to act. So we'll obviously come back to it on Monday.
Yeah, I do. You know what I'm like on the weekend.
Do you want me to organise
it? Don't do a lot.
If we have to organise this for you, I'll be furious. You always outsource all of your work to us and I've had enough of it.
Hey, I'll put my hand up as the party planner and if you run out of time with the project and everything else that's going on, all your Mercedes lunches that you have to hose, everything that's going on, I will ring this guy and I'll organise a Paw Patrol party for you.
Oh, what a lovely
Feb,
bloke.
You are such a great friend.
It's 7:26. How did that happen?
I just want to go.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey, if anyone's wondering or wants more respect in the workplace, I have at my fingertips here tips to being respected at work. Some research has come up with I've got three ways that you can win over people's respect in the workplace. Here we go, Fev. You'll enjoy this. Striking power poses. I guess that means strong stance. Never, you know.
Yep. Just in your body language.
Yeah, the way you sort of recline on your chair and you don't care about posture or anything like that, that might not be a power pose. Second one is, I like this, arrive early to all meetings to establish your territory.
Tick that off. So the first one may be our little meeting after work yesterday.
Which one? Oh, your power pose. Mm. You did, yes, you had, we had a little meeting after work and Fev owned it, nailed it.
Good work.
It. But you were sort of slouched over the couch now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Anyway, the third one is, interesting. Stand up straight and never slouch.
Very body language based.
It's just that you slouch a lot,
these
Fev.
Tips.
You're lying down in most of our meetings.
Yeah, but I don't know radio. I'm just here to tell stories.
Now, here's the thing. These are tips to be respected at work. Fief's run through those and, you know, you've obviously, you know, read those tips. That's great. But I wonder how Fief really feels.
I'd love to hear what actually goes on up there.
Fifi's brain.
Oh.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
Yay! Hey, guys. This weekend, are you hearing it? That's not the cars. That's all the guys in sales. Engines revving after seeing this cat.
Okay. Look, I'll ask you, Fief. You know, from your personal point of view, Fief, rather than from that list, how do you get respect at work?
Well, I show respect. So I believe in you show respect, you get respect, and just always being my true, authentic self.
Treat one how you want to be treated.
Be genuine. Don't get caught up in saying things behind people's backs. Say it to their faces and be upfront and direct. I believe that is the best way to garner respect.
Cute. I'll take it from here. Pretty easy, guys. How do you get respect? You make people fear you. Rule with an iron fist. Hey, do you remember that time that producer talked back to me? Oh, that's right, you don't. That's because it ain't freaking happening on this A1 five-star talent's watch.
Okay.
Boom!
Gotcha. Thanks. I guess, Fief, let's twist it around a bit. What do you respect in the people that you work with?
What do I respect in the people I work with?
It's a fairly simple question.
I know, but nothing springs to mind.
I actually don't think I need to answer this one.
went on a big tirade about how you all this stuff, and then choose me
I
say
just
about
got
us.
A brain freeze. The same things. I respect genuine honesty. I respect people who say it like it is. I just respect you guys, just in general.
Oh, jeez. Let's get through that treading water and get to the real answer. How do you do? How do you respect people you work with? Do your job well, I guess. Be calm, polite. And get the hell out of my way. Actually, scrap all that first stuff. Just the last one and we will be
okay, thank you. And this is, I guess, more of a personal question on behalf of everybody here. Who do you respect most at work?
Oh, I wouldn't be pointing fingers at anyone in particular. I respect you all. I respect you all equally. I think we have a lot of mutual respect in this team.
Here we go. Okay. Byron, you're good at what you do. Fev, Thorno, Sunday. But they're all missing something. What is it? Oh, that's right. They're not me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's what Fifi means to me.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, Fev, it was announced only a week ago that you had scored yourself a role on Neighbours. Then when we dug a little bit deeper, we realised you had a walk-on role, which is in industry speak, a cameo, where you don't speak. And it was, I was excited though, because we've seen that you were in a scene with me, so we get to act together.
Yeah, I might have done a bit of a Jordan Degoey and lied a little bit.
I put a bit on it, did you?
Put a little bit of mayo on it.
Then I took you out to the set with me a couple of days ago, and I said, I introduced you to Jason, the EP. And he's,
lovely man.
Jason Herbison, what a gem. He is so lovely. And he said, well, Fev, he'd be open to you having a role, but you'd have to audition. So yesterday you came back to the Neighbours set and you did an audition with the incredible actress Rebecca Omaloglu.
Yes.
Now,
she
plays Therese on Neighbours. She's actually my rival.
That's why I liked her so much, I think.
We're love rivals.
Yeah, but what's her part? Is she accent? Like what?
So, anyway, she's brilliant. We are about to hear how the audition went. So this is Brendan Favola auditioning for his Neighbours speaking role with Bec Omaloglu.
So, Brendan, hello, welcome. I'm Nat.
G'day,
I'm the
Nat.
Producer. This is Rebecca.
Hi,
who plays
Rebecca. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Willis.
Yeah.
So,
I'm a little bit nervous.
No, so today you're auditioning for Dwayne. Can you tell me a bit about what you think of the character?
Well, Dwayne's a guy who, after reading the script last couple of weeks and trying to memorise my lines, is someone that's pretty full of himself.
Fantastic. All right. Well, when you're ready.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Yeah, go for it.
G'day. I'm here about the job advertised in the Western Waratah website.
The customer service manager role?
Yeah, that's the one.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm Therese Willis. I own Massada's Hotel.
Is that right? Well, drinks are on you.
And you are?
Well, I'm Dwayne Smith, but my mates call me Showbags.
Excuse me?
Because I'm full of it. Hang on. Go say that again.
Sure, go for it.
Because I'm full of it.
Oh, so Dwayne, do you have any experience in the hotel industry?
Oh, Therese, well, I've stayed in a few.
Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
Oh, well, I get it, but don't call me. I'll call you.
Do you know your lines? I'm just wondering if we do another take, we stand up and we leave the scripts just so I can get a sense of how you'd go without the script.
Yep, okay.
Just so we can, you know, get a sense of how you'd go on the day.
Okay, yep.
Get a bit more energy.
Oh, wow.
And we'll go again.
Okay.
And action.
G'day, I'm just here for the job advertised in the Waratah News.
Oh, the customer service manager role?
Yeah, that's the one.
Right, well, I'm Therese Willis.
Nice to meet you.
I own Lassiter's Hotel.
Oh, well, drinks are on you.
Yes, and you are?
Well, I'm Dwayne Smith, but all my mates call me Showbags.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Do you have any experience in the hotel industry?
Well, I've stayed in a few.
Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
Oh, well, don't you call me. I'll call you.
Yeah, look, I think you've got the right energy. And you did know the character. It always pays to learn your lines before an audition. So
you did get the script beforehand, yeah.
Playing this type of character really suits you. I think you could probably relate. We'll get in touch.
That was Fev's Neighbours audition yesterday on set at Neighbours.
Showbag!
Can I give you some genuine feedback? You improved out of sight without the script. You didn't need it. That was great.
I think it's
just
so
good. And even though you dropped a couple of lines, your show bags.
It's not all I dropped. And when I walked out in front of the producer, dropped the script.
All the girls were enamoured.
Just dropped it and said bang. I just hope no one out there actually hears that because my manager's phone's going to be ringing off the hook.
Fair.
Oh, here we go again. It's Hollywood.
We don't know that you've even got the part yet.
No, after that,
geez. As your co-star.
Starring role.
I think you're good and I'm looking forward to this. I'm fingers crossed. I hope you get the speaking role. But you know what? Now you've got to do the waiting game because after an audition, you wait.
Well,
so we've got to wait to hear back from Neighbours to see whether or not you're good enough.
Jason wouldn't want to wait any. Just be the weekend because, they're going to come flooding in.
Yeah, he's hot commodity.
We'll find out on Monday whether or not Fev got the part.
Apple middle-class Bogan and probably be ringing me Dave.
Oh, but he's stealing my jobs now. It's not funny.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Grand Prix has taken over this city again. The vibe, the hum, you can tell the energy. The bars are starting to bustle. The restaurants are full. Zing, zing. zing, the cars are going around the track.
We have talked about this. That is not a car.
Do you see all that when you zing past in your car?
No.
All the bars are pumping.
It's true. Guys, it's a city coming alive for the Grand Prix weekend because it's more than just the race. You know that. You know, people have flocked to our city from all over the world.
It's all the partying.
Exactly. Now, yesterday I did head down to the track. It was the wonderful Ladies' Day lunch, the Mercedes-Benz Ladies' Day lunch. Cha-ching. And I was, well, hanging around with the gorgeous Leanne Quirk and Jackie from Mercedes-Benz Brighton, our good friends. And we were having a great afternoon. And lots of girls were there that I hadn't seen for ages. Just good to get the girls in a room together and have a good chat. Although, I would argue, when you're in a social environment and you've got very loud cars going past every 3 seconds.
Don't tell me you've got them to stop.
Well, no.
It's very loud, guys, if you could just stop your training.
I didn't. But that adds a degree of difficulty to socialising. But anyway, the ladies, we all persevered and we pushed on. But I must admit, I was in a conversation with a lady and I realised immediately that she was what we often term a low talker.
Oh, no.
Because I know, Dave, that's what. So when she introduced herself, I did say, pardon, I'm sorry, I missed that. But she didn't raise it. She didn't lift it.
Would you go, hey, I'm not very good at it, but can we try Auslan? Because there is no way I can hear you right now.
And then she was telling me something, and again I said, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What was that? I'm trying to talk under these circumstances. Exactly. And she didn't lift it. So then I decided I don't want to seem rude and keep saying, I'm sorry, I just can't hear you. I thought, I've given her two hints that it's very hard to hear her.
Then you just dropped that I needed to go to do pippy.
No, Fev.
That's the best.
Then it was a 10-minute conversation where I did not hear a word. I was nodding. I was throwing in the occasional, yes, I know. No idea what I could have. I've no idea. No, it blew my mind because I actually thought to myself, I've had an actual 10-minute conversation where I heard nothing.
So it sounds so like us,
just,
Dave.
You just we're talking to feet. Locked it out. So you might have just said yes to joining some like right-wing political party and you have no idea.
But it reminded me because my mum's a bit like this. My mum, she's not a low talker, but whenever you say something, like if I'll be in the next room and mum will say something, I'll go, Mum, I can't hear you. What was that? She'll say it at the exact same level. And I always go, that's when you go higher. That's when you go, sorry, what I said. But my mum won't go up. And low talkers, it's interesting because I wonder if they even know they're low talkers. And when I say low talkers, I'm speaking about people who are softly spoken.
Right. I think I know where you're going with this. Just a word of warning. We might not hear. If you are asking low talkers to call us, we might not hear them on the phone.
13 10 60. Call us if you're a low talker. If people often say to you, you're quietly spoken. I just think it would be great to hear from people who have soft, quiet voices.
It could be challenging, but let's try it. Okay.
Yeah. So now, you might not even think you are, but if you're someone and you've had people say to you, you're very softly spoken, I think you've got have a lovely dulcet tones and maybe it can be quite sexy to be a low talker.
Right.
Fev wants to eat his jaffle, guys, so we're going to have to go to a song.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yesterday I was down at Albert Park at the Grand Prix for the Mercedes-Benz Ladies Lunch and I was just saying it's quite hard to socialise with all that loud noise. Boys, stop driving the cars around the track. I'm trying to listen. And there was a lady I was speaking to who had a very soft voice and she was softly spoken. And well, it seemed incapable of lifting it any higher, like just couldn't raise her voice, which meant I was in a 10-minute conversation where I heard nothing.
Sweetheart, go to the tennis. Don't go to the F1s. There's a time and a place for you.
But why not celebrate low talkers? Because we've said 13, 10, 60. If you do have a soft, quiet voice and people are often saying, excuse me, could you speak up? This is your chance to call us and share your grievances. Hi, Joshua from Pakenham.
Oh, how are you guys?
Josh, you know, already true to the phone topic, we're really struggling to hear you, Josh. Are you? Do you often get told you've got a quiet voice?
I do. I always get told. All my friends tell me to speak up.
Couldn't hear a word.
Sorry, what was that, mate?
All my friends tell me to speak up, and they even when I do think I'm speaking up, they tell me to speak up, so...
Josh, it must be hard, is it, that, you know, to get people constantly... I mean, that ends up being most of your conversation, doesn't it? That's annoying.
There's a little bit, but at the same time, I find it pretty funny stuff.
It is. Mate, well, Josh, your voice is great. We love it.
It'd be so good for telemarketers. You're giving them nothing back, and they'd be like,
But surely it's something, I mean, I'm not a speech therapist, Fief, but surely it's something you can control. Like, if Josh wanted to yell right now, could he not just yell? Like,
That's not the phone topic, mate.
No, and...
But if he thought about it.
But also, no, I think for people like Josh, it's great because they can avoid social situations they don't want to be in.
Good point.
You don't have to go to a party that's loud because... We can't talk.
I'm glad that Josh thinks it's funny because whoever he's talking to can't hear him. So they don't think it's funny at all.
But thanks for ringing Josh. Benjamin in Roeville. Hi, Benjamin.
Hi.
Yep. Benjamin, how old are you?
9.
Oh, Benjamin, you have the most gorgeous voice. Benjamin, do people say to you that you're a low talker, that you're softly spoken? Yeah.
Oh, you're putting that on, Ben.
Is it just when you're whispering?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
He is just walking further and further away from the phone.
He's taking the piss.
He's like, Mum and Dad, I could get on the radio if I just whisper.
That's really funny. Benjamin, lovely, beautiful whispering. And Jay from Mulgrave. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, Jay.
Oh, hang on
a second.
We can hear you, big bum.
People always tell me I've got a deep voice.
Yes. Low voice.
Different topic.
Yeah, definitely got a deep voice.
Different topic, but that's cool.
A lovely deep voice. Maybe we should next time ask for deep voices.
Well, hang on a second. Stephen would not be happy about this.
Hey, Jay, just for can you just give us a listen to Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox?
Listen to Fifi, Dave and Byron on 101.9 The Fox.
That was good. That was great. Even left that out.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Big weekend. We've got footy back. We've got the Grand Prix on. It's really social. And let's face it, a lot of social events. You've got a story. You want to tell a story. And, you know, you think it's amazing, but sometimes you just want to make sure before you tell it to your friends.
Yeah, it's a great chance to call us 131060. And trot it out. It might be a great story that happened 2 years ago. Often they're involved with coincidences, bumping into people. Just phenomenal things that happened from your life. I think everyone's got an amazing story. Yeah,
one of our favourite segments. First.
Hey, do you want a quick one?
Sure.
Well, an impromptu amazing story from Dee Thornton. Why wouldn't I?
I saw Nazim Hussain from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here fame last night. Yeah. And we were just talking about it. He said, you know, it's been 10 years since I started stand-up comedy. And he said, you hosted the night that was my first ever gig. And I said, when was that? And he said, oh, it's the Evelyn Hotel on Brunswick Street. And I said, what year was that? He said, 2007. I said, that was the exact same afternoon I met Nikki Moore, my partner.
Oh, wow.
It was all in the same day that I met her the first time and hosted Nazim Hussain in his first ever gig.
No, let's not fire anything off yet. What would make it more amazing?
What?
Is it...
That was amazing.
Is it Nikki left you for Nazim? Because then you've all met each other.
That like, would be heartbreaking.
Well, no, because at the moment it's just you've met somebody on this, like...
Okay, at the moment we're giving it a...
It's sort of interesting.
Hey, excuse me, do we have anything... It's a little awkward now in the studio.
A new jingle. All Dave was trying to do was help the segment along. 13.
Guys, if you also want heartbreak this weekend, you just want your soul to be ripped apart because your mate thinks your missus should be with one of your other friends.
We'll keep those stories coming through.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Every Friday with Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron, you give us a call with what you believe is an amazing story and then our judges will decide whether or not it actually is amazing.
That's right. We have Tristan from Hastings on the line. Hi, Tristan.
Morning. How are we all?
We're great, Tristan, and we love to end the show on a Friday with amazing stories. So, Tristan, what have you got?
You be the judge. I once sung for the man himself, Bon Jovi.
Sung for him?
Sung for him.
Where were you, Tristan? How did this come about?
I was on a balcony in the Docklands and the Seven News crew and him were down there singing and playing the guitar and I started singing Kiss You All Over off the top of the balcony and then the crowd went wild.
It's not even a Bon Jovi song.
Sorry, obscure. Well, where was Bon Jovi? He was just down the front.
Yeah, he was just down in the street, yeah.
Down in the street. Hang on. How far away was that? Yeah.
Oh, well, I was on a balcony, so a couple hundred metres down.
Well, he's a long way away.
It's not like our own.
Mate, he heard me.
He heard.
Hey, Brian, it's not like our very own Trav Roebuck, who got to sing with Maya last
He did a
night.
Duet with Maya on stage, which was impressive.
That was amazing. Look, no, that was a crash.
Tristan, no, that's a great claim to fame, to be able to say you sang for Bon Jovi.
No, he just yelled it out. Bon Jovi was just standing there. I could have said I sung with Justin Bieber at his concert because he was up on stage.
It's a little bitch.
No,
Fiona.
That's harsh. I reckon that's harsh. Yeah, it was a middle ground, Byron.
Thank you, Tristan.
Have a good weekend, Tris.
Yeah, that was a great story, Tristan. Liz from Melton. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how you going?
Really well, Liz. I'm looking forward to your amazing story.
My daughter-in-law my daughter-in-law had taken a photo. There were some Essendon players signing some autographs near the footy shop, and she'd taken some photos, and when we were looking at them a couple of years later, I didn't know her at the time, she was only 17, the photos that she had taken, my son was in it, and so was I. So she had inadvertently taken a photo of her future husband and mother-in-law without her even knowing it.
That is...
Well, hold the line.
I am prepared...
Wait, no, we've got grabs of you saying what you want to say right now, so don't get
in
the
way. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Are you absolutely certain that it's what we're saying it is?
There is a photo of her future husband
could have just
in
all
a
been
photo.
Essendon fans, it's...
That's
not
no,
that
that's pretty...
I'm going to say that.
Yes, it's amazing.
I love that story.
I know. It gives me goosebumps when I first saw it. We were sitting there one Christmas and we were just looking through the photos and I said, oh, my God, Luke, that's me in that photo, Lauren.
There you go. Definitely amazing. No, you've definitely made your point. It's amazing.
It gave me goosebumps too. Yeah. I loved it, Liz.
And as a Bombers fan, he was on Peptide. So.
David from Glen Roy. Hi, David.
Hey, how are we all?
We're great, David. We're so much better now that you're on the show and we're looking forward to your amazing story.
All right, well, I'll try and keep it sweet and short.
Yep.
Short and
basically,
sweet.
Basically, when I was younger, around 5, my family went on a holiday to the Gold Coast and we were swimming at an open ocean beach. I was diving a couple of waves, got swept out about 45, 50 metres from shore. At this point, lifeguards had packed up. All my family was running to come save me, but I was getting swept pretty fast. And out of nowhere, this guy puts me on his back and brings me to shore. And coincidentally, he had angel wings tattooed on his back. So I thought it was pretty amazing.
I reckon that's a pretty amazing story, but I'd hate to hear the long-winded one.
No, that is... I love that. He saved your life and he had wings on his
that's
back.
That's amazing. Was he real? Was he actually a person?
Yeah, he was a guy. He looked like a footy player, but my dad went to turn around and thank him, and he'd already taken off.
He'd disappeared.
Oh, yeah,
that's
amazing. He had angel wings.
That's amazing. Give him an amazing.
He'd already gotten on his Harley. So help him.
Yes, it's amazing.
Well, we had 3 in a row. Good stuff,
hey,
guys.
Hey, guys, before you play that jingle, it's the Beauty Expo, one of the exhibition centre this week, guys.
It is.
Yes,
too.
And Schnooksy's down there with Runway Room, so I'll be down there on the weekend.
Are you at the buffet stall?
I'll be at the runway room store. So get down there, come down and say good day.
Exhibition
building. I'll be down there today building it all. Oh, that's going to be a nightmare. But
actually, it was a picture. I think it was an Insta story of yours or a runway rooms where you're literally building the whole set.
Yeah, you have to wear the high vis. First time I've worn one of those. That was exciting.
You look good, though. You fit
thank
the
you.
Part.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well, so get down there. Exhibition centre.
One thing to runway do. Runway room. Of course, you've got the Grand Prix. We've got the footy as well. We're out of here. We're back on Monday. We find out whether or not Fev got the role on Neighbours after the audition that we heard on air today. Does he get the part?
Great tease for the weekend, Byron.
It's compelling.
Beep, beep, beep.